idea goes back. It was like 2 years ago now, and it was me, Kevin, and Corey. The three of us are kind of the three that run Black Sheep, the venue. And this was before the record store or any of that was around. It was just the venue. And we were talking, we were kind of planning ahead for the summer, and we always have this thing called Black Sheep Fest every summer around the end of July, and that's kind of when we get like every local band to play. It's like an all-day thing, and it's like this upcoming year is gonna be like 20 bands. It's like every local band plays, and like there's usually tons of kids here, you know, and it's awesome. We love it. But we were kind of thinking like we would like to have something where it's not just kids from Springfield that come, but like we want to reach out to the surrounding areas and have other bands play that are not just local too, but try to capture that same community type thing we have going on for Black Sheep Fest. So that's where we came up with the idea of having this fest with that was kind of more focused on Central Illinois and the surrounding areas. So, and Kevin came up with the name Dumbfest. So,
and this is the second year for Dumbfest. How did last year go?
Oh, it went really well. I would say that I was definitely surprised with the turnout. There was probably about 300 people throughout the course of the 2 days, and it was a 2 day long fest. 25 bands played. And the first night was big because there was an old Springfield band called Renee that did a reunion. And then the second day, 20 different bands played between Black Sheep and Skanks. And the whole day went great.
What kind of music would you say comes and plays at Dumbfest?
When picking bands, I mean, we did kind of lean towards the hardcore and punk genres just because, like, that's kind of what Black Sheep was founded on. Like, that's the style of music that does the best in this setting, like especially on a skate ramp, you know. That's the 2 and 2, punk and skating go back way to the early 80s. And even another like thing with this fest is that we kind of wanted to bring shows back into Skanks. Like, Black Sheep has been around since 2005, and before that, like George was saying earlier, like the band Nihilate and some other punk bands used to play on the ramp like as far back as the late 1980s. So we kind of want to bring that back to its roots, you know, like that type of thing. But with all that being said, I do think there is a wide range of genres that can be found on Dumbfest. Like we have a rap group that's going to be playing day one, and there's plenty of different like indie rock type stuff. Like, there's a band called Looming from Springfield, and they're one of the bigger bands playing right now, and they're really poppy type stuff. I wouldn't really classify it as punk. There's even going to be a noise artist that's purely like noise, and he'll probably have a light setup type thing, you know. So really, there's going to be a lot of different stuff.
I'm talking with Brian Galecki. He's putting together the second ever Dumbfest that's taking place this weekend at Southtown in Springfield, located at 11th and South Grand. Dumb Records and Dumbfest and Black Sheep Cafe and Skank Skates is all part of this Southtown scene.
Yeah.
How are they all going to correlate together, I guess, during Dumbfest?
Well, of course, we're going to have all those things are going to be open during Dumbfest. The actual bands are going to play. For day one, it's pretty much going to be all inside of Black Sheep, and then day two, it's going to be back and forth between Black Sheep and Skank Skates. And then, of course, Dumb Records will be open the whole entire time. We might have some sort of activities going on in here. We'll have to see, but also the whole area outside, the back area over there is usually where everybody kind of hangs out, gets together, and as George was saying earlier, like, he's going to have a table set up for Gen H and all that, and we have other people that are just cooking food for bands and for showgoers too, so it's really all come together more recently too.
What's going to be different this year?
Well, as I was saying earlier, like within the past year, we've had all these new things pop up in Southtown. Like this record store just opened up in January. And then right above us, there's a skate shop too called Empire Board Shop. So I'm sure Corey Yeager, who runs that, is going to be around and doing stuff there too. And then we also have a friend, Brandon Carnes, who does a recording studio in that building that Mike Mayowski is going to be painting Friday. So all of that stuff is pretty much new. Like a year ago, we were just doing this from Black Sheep, you know, and like we were incorporating Skanks, and that was a big deal. But now it's like the whole neighborhood's really come together. So that's awesome.
You were saying earlier that for Dumbfest, you want to bring in bands from all around the country. Where are some of those bands coming from?
There are bands this year coming from as far as on the West End. We have, there's a band coming from Denver called Low Tax. And that's really cool because they're actually touring out to this and back, you know, like this is the destination, like, which is crazy to me because like who'd have thought like somebody from Denver would want to tour out to Springfield, Illinois, which is much smaller, obviously. Like, also there's a band from Massachusetts called The Young Leaves that's going to be, they're touring out right now.
For those who don't actively seek out punk, why should they come to Dumbfest?
Like I said, I think that there's a wide range of genres. Like there's 40 different bands that, and there's a few that everybody would like, I would say. But other than that, there's going to be a lot going on here. Like there's just a huge sense of community, and like George has stuff going on with the garden and all that, and like just art in general too, you know. Like I encourage any fan of art or music in general to come out, you know, and just kind of see what we have going on down here, you know. Even if you don't think you would be into the music, just kind of check out what some of the local bands are doing too. There also are 8 local bands playing Dumbfest, so that would be a good chance to see what some local bands in Springfield are doing.
And all of this sort of ties into a do-it-yourself ethic or DIY. Could you please sort of talk a little bit about that and what that sort of entails?
DIY and punk kind of go together. We don't really see punk as a way to describe people with mohawks and mosh pits, you know. Like I'm a normal looking guy, you know. Like I see it as more of a mindset, whereas, and DIY, do it yourself, is a pretty widely used term nowadays, and really anything can be DIY if you look at it a certain way. But the way I see it is everything we've done here, all the new stuff that's popped up in the past year, has just been like one little idea, and then we've just made it happen, you know. Like we just did it ourselves pretty much, and that goes with the whole fest, really. Like we were just sitting around talking about, hey, it'd be cool if we did this fest, and then we just did it, you know. And here we are again another year, and it's even bigger, and everything we wanted it to be, we just did it ourselves pretty much.